So Raghunath said, what I explained last night, all the hallucinations that one has, didn't get to explain the different hallucinations, objectively repeated, according to this, the four schools of Buddhist philosophers, the Babashika school or Chittamewa. So the point of view of this, even the school see what is to be hallucination, what has to be realized, empty or like object to be repeated, see what is to be realized, recognized as a hallucination. Do not exist, but which is believed, you see, as a reality in Hindu religion. So, for example, such as the I, self, Atma, I is permanent, believed in the Hindu, you see, Atma. So, in the Buddhism, you see, the previous school, see, first one, Babashika school, Chittamewa, it has the diverge of the 18 schools. However, the leaves, even that, you see, the philosophy is that I is impermanent. So they. nature of the eye impermanent. So he soon has said that there was a rich Indian family, Lucknow, near that part, who lived, his family lived there. So the I think the father of the family, I think, later, I became a monk. He became a monk. Well, I forget his name. I met him a few times, yeah. But very nice person who had a lot of experience, I think a life experience, I guess, business, all that, but also I think religion, I think familiarity with the Hindu religion. So he lived in direct school, Dharamsala, sometime. He passed away now quite a number of years ago. So I think he was at a routine shoot, I think, quite some time ago, quite a number of years ago. However, so he soon as he's very happy to give teachings on Bodhicitta, commentary on Bodhicitta alone. Him alone, the Indian monk. So I gave him in the room. So it's not when kept on, they drank commentary. So at the end, he had only one question in mind. So that was so this is. So after all that, then he still gave commentary on that. So then he had only one question in his mind. So that is what is Atma not. What is Atma or not, you see. So whether there's a permanent I or not. So that's all question what he had. Because Hindu believe Atma is a permanent I, you see. So that's one question what he had. So he I have only one question. Is there Atma or not? So he suddenly says, no. So then he says, that's it, finished. So I said, remember this way. Atma, so is impermanent nature. It exists under the control of a cause and condition. So then, in every second, you see, so it's changing, decaying, you see, decaying, changing, decaying, do not last even within seconds. So that, and then the, yeah, but appear to us permanent. And I appear, you know, permanent, you see, and believe permanent, you see. So not even realized it is necessary and permanent, you see. Do not see that reality. Then we have this hallucination of the eye, and then existing, existing alone, say, as existing alone without dependent parts, existing alone, it is also there, and then without dependent cause and conditions. Then existing with its own freedom. Tak chik rawan chan, the permanent tak chik alone existing alone. Then existing with its own freedom, rawan chan. So without depending on the cause and conditions, it's existing, it exists with its own freedom. So this is, I believe in the religion, but here, so the So in Buddhism, you see, even in Chittamewa, the school, see, first the school of the Buddhist philosophers, do not believe that, and believe that according to its nature, you know, impermanence and dependent parts and dependent cause conditions, like that. Then around that, then also the it is empty of being self-sufficiency, without dependent aggregates. So the being self-sufficiency. So the eye is empty of that. So the eye is empty of that. So that's the reality, nature. So do not believe, do not accept, you see, that being self-sufficiency, So when we think of you see, there's also that hallucination, so existing being self-sufficient, you see, this was there, and then also the object contributed in the context, the mind on the school, the third, this, yeah. So the student of school, the student of school is much similar. So the, now the third, the mind on the school. So the phenomena, the eye, you see, do not outwardly exist. There's six principal conscience, then there's a seventh principal conscience, so seventh principal conscience, which is the base of samsara and nirvana, so base of all, you see. So then also accept the eighth, you know, nyi namshe, so that however the kunshi yiji namshe, so kunshi yiji namshe, the base of all, conscious of the mind, anything exists, the seeing, such as the eye, these phenomena, the substances, imprint substances, what is left on the new. The principle of consciousness, mind, seventh one. So whatever the substance was left on that, you see, the imprint, then it manifests out. They manifest one is subject at the Yuljin, one is subject to Yuljin, one manifests at the same time. One is Yuljin, knowing phenomena, and the mind, and then the perceiver, the mind, and the one is the object. So, like the it is mentioned, the text used the example there. So the substance imprint left on the seventh consciousness which sees the blue color and the blue object blue, so the, it manifests both. So that the eye, the so there's nothing. So nothing, nothing exists. Nothing exists. You see, without depending on the without depending on the substances. You see, the imprint left on the. Seventh principle consciousness, the mind, the basis of all. Without that substance, which is on that, which is on left on that, manifests out of both. One is the knower, and one is the object, the eye. So see, so eye doesn't exist. You know, so that depends on that substance manifests out. Substance which is on these the principle of consciousness of the mind, seventh is the principle of consciousness of the mind, the basis of all. So that manifests that out, the eye, you see, do not exist. Outwardly. The substances what left on the seventh, the principle of conscious mind, without depend that manifesting, without manifesting that, you see, and then this eye, the eye, you see, outwardly existing is also there. It's had this hallucination also there, and then the Rangyu or the Madhyamika school has two Savatantra school, one Rangyuba, then a Parsangika school, the Tanjiruva. So. The Rangyuba. So the phenomena. You see, without depend on the undefected mind. You see. Undefected, the valid mind, you see, labeling without depend, without appearing to that, without labeling to that, labeling by that, then it's nothing, do not exist, you see, completely from its own side, without depend that, are completely existing from that, you see, the truly existing. So meaning that this school's meaning of truly existence means this, without appearing, without being labeled by the valid mind, undefected mind. So so truly existing, you see, truly existing. So without appearing to that, and the valid undefected mind labeling without mind, you see. Truly existing from inside, you see. So these schools, Rangyuba, Savatantra school view of definition of truly existence is that. The same word is used this year, and also the Prasanga school word is the same word is used, but it's a different meaning. Some different meaning it has. So one has to understand that. If you don't understand that, if you understand that, then you get completely mixed. Because both schools use truth, then you get no clear idea. You see, you got puzzle. You can puzzle to see. I think it's very, very important, very, very, so essential to, very important to understand. If you understand the definition of the Omar Rangyupa, the Sawatantra school view, true existence, if you know that, then you got, then you got the basis, then you got the base. You see, what is exactly the object to be reputed according to the Pasankil school? What is exactly that? And only then you see clearly you recognize that the what is to be realized empty, according to Pasankil school. You see, what is the thing that doesn't exist? What is the thing that has to be realized empty? As it is empty, you see, if you know the Omar Rangyupa Pasankil school view, mixed up. Here what I'm saying is the Omar Rangyupa, you see, Matamik school, the first one, Swatantra school. What did you believe reality? What did you believe correct? Their point of view, right view, okay? Their right view, you see. What they think is correct, you see. What their point of view, their point of view, say, the right view, which is point of view of the Pasankil school, that is exactly unmistaken object to be reputed. According to Pasankil school, that is exactly what is to be realized empty as it is empty. You see, totally wrong. The part where they're saying it exists from outside that part. You see, labeled by mind is accepted, but the part you see exists from outside. More than that, the Pasankil school view. You see, they think it's this is the right view. You see, but in the Pasankil school, it is same labeled by mind, they also accept. And the Pasankil school accept, you see, merely imputed by the mind. Not only labeled by mind, but merely imputed by the mind. From sight of the mind. From the side of the mind, merely imputed. From the side of the mind, merely imputed. So, translating one word by word, you see, from the side of the mind, merely, you see, imputed by the mind. So, went into very detailed. It is not just labeled by mind, but from side of the mind, merely imputed by the mind. So that went into extremely subtle. A description of what exists. You see, the way it existing. How it exists, well, how the I exists, how the I exists, the way the I is existing. I went into extremely subtle detail, you see. Because of that, that's the reality, that's the very nature, the reality, you see. I'm most unbelievable. What the I is most the most unbelievable subtle. What it is, how it is. So it is not completely non-existent. There is an I, not like that. Not quite like that. Not completely like that, but it's like that. Not completely like that, but it's like that. You see, if you compare to the concept before, what we normally have, and the appearance what we have, or appearance of I, what we have, and how we, with our mind, how we've been thinking or believing, apprehending the I in that way, you know, truly, even the existence, the existing from a society, you know, the, and it exists from a society, see. So, not just now, but from beginning, see. Believe that our mind believes the way you believe is it the way you believe it. It has been like this from beginning. The I has been existing from its own side. From you see the I has been real one existing from inside. You know, from beginning like this, from beginning less but or from beginning like this. This is how our mind believes. So. So compare that. So this, and now here this totally. Now here this when we analyze through analysis, when you come to this point, that how the I exist, you know how the I exist, what it is exactly, and how it exists. According to personal school here now. It exists from the side of the mind, and merely, and how that is done, not just labeled by mind, but merely imputed by the mind. So compared to previous, you see, then you see, like doesn't it's like it's not non-existent, but it's like doesn't exist. It is like doesn't exist. Unbelievable, most unbelievable, subtle. So the what it is, you know, how it exists, the reality, the nature is that. So that's why so many meditators, learned ones, so many meditators in Tibet, the. This slipped out, get slipped out from this, into nihilism, you know, nothing exists. So cannot stand middle way, devoid of the nihilism and eternalism, the truly existence, you see, existing from the side, the eternalism existing from the side, you see. So devoid of that, believe, you see. And so unable to stay in the middle way view, so get so subtle what it is, as then get slipped out, you see, get slipped out, you see, from that, then into fall nihilism. So like that, or you fall in eternalism or nihilism. You know, if you believe, if you start to believe it exists, then you fall in eternalism. You know, it should have an existence from its own side. So fall in eternalism. Or then if you don't believe that, then you fall into nihilism. So can't stay in middle way, unable to enter in middle way view. You see, so become so difficult to enter in middle view. You see, to have a say. Our understanding and realize, you see, that this, that you see, our eyes. From the side of the mind, merely imputed, not only imputed, but merely imputed, you see. So to come to this, extremely subtle point, what the I is, what the I self is, how it exists. So not just only the I, all the rest of the phenomena is like this, existing in this nature. You see, what is mentioned in the the Prasangika school view, you see, exactly like this. You see, it's not just on the eye, but the rest of the phenomena. So, can you read the? The three principal aspects part of enlightenment, you know, this Junjian Namyang Lua Metong Shings, realizing the cause and effect is the cause and effect is never unbetraying. And the translation of the root text.
Page 340, 10. One who sees the cause and effect of all phenomena, of both cyclic existence and the state beyond sorrow, as forever unbetraying, and for whom any object trusted in by the grasping mind has completely disappeared, has at that time entered the path pleasing the Buddhas, or Rinpoche, and for whom any object trusted in by the grasping mind becomes lost just there. Becomes lost just there.
So here, what what Lama Tsongkhapa said, you see, the cause and effect forever, see, unbetraying, the action motivated by the negative thought. The superstitious thought, you see, the delusion, ignorance or anger attachment, you see. Then you see the result of suffering, you know. So this is seeing this unbetraying, so from that action coming result of suffering, you see, unbetraying, so this, you see. And then action motivated by non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment, you see, and the virtues, I mean, so forth, you see. And then there are other, of course, non-self-cherishing, I mean, there's others, but however, then there's, of course, without the ignorance, concept, truth, I mean, the action, then, you see, there was the virtue, then result of happiness, you see. So this, I realize it's unbetraying. I'm betraying forever, you see. Then you see, Migbe Teso, Kain, Gwinshikba, Migbe Teso, Kain, Gwinshikba. So that, you see the real eye. That's what we're talking about, eyes, the real eye, you see. By using ordinary vocabulary, ordinary term, what we people in the world and what we often use, term. So we don't say we don't say, oh, you got angry to me, you got angry, or you said such bad words to this, to this eye existing by nature. You know, we never said that with anger. Oh, you are terrible. How you spoke to me in the public, or how you look at me in public, how you say, you know, how you look at me, or say, it was so painful to my truth and I, you know. to my truth and I, to my eye existing from the side, to my eye, exist by nature. You never said that. I never heard, you know. I don't think that. But never describe, you see. But of course, believe is there. But you don't put in that philosophical term, you see. You really made my truth and I crazy. I exist from that crazy. You don't say that. I mean, by that time, if you are saying that word, then you don't have anger. When you're saying that, you know, I don't think anger would be there at that time. By that time, you see, when you're saying that, I don't think the anger would be there. So it is very interesting, you see. But yes, real eye, yes. You see. I mean, of course, you really made me sad. So when you think me, you see, real me, you see. I mean, you believe that. So, you see, real me, you see. Real me, you see. Is that me, label me? You made me really sad. You made me really sad. So the me, you see, when you are aware of recognizing, you are aware of thinking of me. That time, you see, it's not me, label me. That's not me, label me. You see, as I mentioned yesterday, you see, if you thought the me is the way you recognize me, the way you. Think of me as a mere level me. Of course, then you see, that person what it says would make it sad. You know, whatever he or she said, whatever bad thing said, would be sad. You know, generally speaking, would cause sad. You see, so when you think mere level me, and then the mere level me, you see, then there's also the. That time they wouldn't be, you see, me, level me. There wouldn't be attachment. There wouldn't be anger and attachment during that time. I don't think it rises during that time. Anger and attachment rising. So sad. Yeah, because not all that, but there was attachment. You see, then something affected the attachment or the selfish mind. Selfish mind, cherishing the eye. First of all, the eye, as I mentioned yesterday, which is the mere level of our mind, but you see, but mere level of our mind, when it is up here back, it has the cover, you know, it has the hallucination, the cover, you see, true existence, hallucination, the cover, true existence, you see. So it's like, another example is in the field, you know, the animals, to protect the field from the animals. Scarecrow, you know, something like this, a stick, something like this, then, you know, something, put there, put some cloth on top or something that you see hanging. So from far, you know, from far, you see. Of course, close neighbor, of course, you don't see this person, you see. But from far, you know, the eyesight is not clear, isn't it? From far, you see, as if there's a person there standing in the field, you see. You have a hallucination, you see, or the hallucination is the covered on that scarecrow, see. Hallucination as a person, see. Or the mirage, you see, you come through the, where there's a, you know, sun shining to the sand. Sun shining to the sand, you know. There's no water, you know, but the sun shining to the sand, and then you go away a little bit, and there's no water at all there, you see, but you go away a little bit, and then you see as if there's water, you know. You have a vision of water, you see. So mirage, you see. So there's no water there at all. It's just sand, you see. But then there you have a hallucination, the vision of water, you see. So like that, you see, when it appeared, you see. So like the actress, you see. So when they act in theater, you see, the costumes change, like the costumes king of, you know, I mean, king of Tibet or king of what? Rome emperor. I mean, you see, you know, so you can act, you see, like that, you know. So in there, so that that you see that you see that person not that person is not how say not who is elected not who is elected by the country or you know as a king or whatever like that, you see. So not that anyway, so anyway sorry this you see so you see. Not mere level of our mind existing from the society, you see, the real eye, you see, all that. So, what is trusted, you know, believed, you see, trusted. So then, this real eye, you see, so all that, you know, existing from the society, see, all that, you know, can you know, all that, you know, then, you see, Gunshiba, so, you see, so when you see from far, a person, you see, it's a scarecrow, but from far, you see a person, but when you come nearby, gone. Or from far, there's water, vision of water. So you come nearby, gone. The vision of water is gone, you see. Hallucination is gone. So you see sand, you see, no water. So here, see, this is this real eyes, this real eye. Mm. What people in the world, what we daily use, real eye, but what explained in the text, how believe we see, then expressed, what described in text, then truly extent, or the existence by existence from side by existence by nature. Then. So when you think the eyes depend on arising, you see how it depends on arising, then couldn't stay, can't stay, you see. You know, can't stay, see. The hallucination can't stay, see. The gaksha can't stay, see. Cannot stay, see. It is see empty, you know. See, just there. What appears existing from inside, what appears existing from inside, you see. The real one, you see. Empty, just there. Can go in shiba, see. Shiba. What the word I use word? Shippa. Disappeared.
That's in the book, but last year Rinpoche said lost, just there, totally lost, just there, totally, completely lost. Become totally non-existent right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, disappeared, yeah. Lost. So, true loss, see. So it is. So then you see. I think I'm not talking as I have realization emptiness at all. I'm just the great lamas. You see experience. Is just following them. See, so there is. So as a. Then later, after this, as a result, then you see, you know, I exist. What you understand, you see, what comes under, what realization comes in your heart. I think I exist. You know, I exist, but you see, because you have the support. I mean, you have the realization before. You see, behind you have the realization that it's totally empty, you see, do not exist from a society. So with that, you see, couldn't do that. Then, you see, understanding that there's I in existing, you see, but as you have discovered something, something, you see, not completely, and not at all like, not at all as before. What you believe, you see, something as exist, but it's something most unbelievable, subtle phenomena. You see, that you see. So here you see. The eye, you know, existing, see, empty but existing. In the main name, meaning with my mind, you see, your heart, you see that. But while it is existing, it is empty. While it is existing, it is totally empty. It is totally empty, yeah, from its own side, you see. So that while it is empty, it is totally empty. Yeah. While it is existing means, you have to remember that existing means, you see, as I mentioned yesterday, there is a semi-tubership, the characteristic of the shidu, the things existing, the phenomena existing, is it the because it's discovered by the valid mind, not hallucinated mind. It's discovered by the valid mind, you see, and the valid mind, true mind. But more in this way. So anyway, even that. Why it is discovered by the valid mind is because, you see, because it exists, it exists in mere name, merely imputed by the mind. It exists in mere name, merely imputed by the mind, you see. So it's very useful to think in a meaning of existence this way. This is already there. This is already there, you see. Then relating to the, because there is the world base, okay? So then now you see, then the world mind discovered that. Wisdom can be discovered by world mind. So then the definition of existing, see. So when we think of meaning of existence, definition of existence, this meaning of existence, this way, as dependent arising, the extremely subtle dependent arising, is extremely beneficial. Then always in your heart, you see, then you, what you see is this, understanding is that it's empty, you see. Exists but it's empty. It is true, unified on one phenomena, on the eye, you see. And that, it is said that, in the text is mentioned that, I have to figure it out, but after a person, after a person died, then the person, the name is used, you see. Person name is used, you see. He or she did this and this, all the story, you see. So use that as an example. So something, I guess, merely imputed, you see. I think it's sort of some ideal example, you see. I don't know, but I've seen using that, you see. So I guess, that time, something merely imputed, you see. I think it's to give more idea of that, I think it's... from the mind, see, the discovering that, might be that, and then, but still there's, hallucination, and until you become, what generally said is that until you become enlightened, unless when you are Arya being, exalted being, when you have wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the equipoise meditation, then that time, that mind doesn't have hallucination. That mind doesn't have hallucination, you see. Then when you arise from that meditation, then you see, that becomes, not completely stop the realization of the it becomes latent, not directly happening that, you see. Then even the bodhicitta, compassion, all the rest of the realizations has hallucination. They see sentient beings appearing truly, sentient beings suffering appearing truly, So I will think, enlightenment appearing truly, everything, So until one removed the subtle negative imprint left by the concept of true existence, until that's removed completely, then you have this hallucination, this dualist view. One of the meaning of dualist view is the true appearance, you see. So you have that appearance, but you have that appearance hallucination. But your mind, realizes it's not true. Because your mind have realized already, you see, non-existent of that. That I totally understand, you see. It's just like while you're dreaming, how many hours you dream, you see. Few minutes you dream, or 24 hours you dream, you see. 24 hours sleeping, and 24 hours you're dreaming. You see, who's able to recognize the dream, then you see, you don't have you know, this is a dream, and you don't believe it. This is real. You see, you have understand. No, this is not real. You see, do not exist. You know, do not exist. So even you have the appearance, existing from outside. You see, real. You see, but you have a realization. But you have a sort of understanding. Understanding they don't exist. So the anger does not rise, because you see, you have the understanding, it is not understanding, discovery do not exist, you see. So therefore, whatever is happening, you know, bad or good, whatever is happening, so the anger does not rise, attachment does not rise. You see that? It's very interesting. You see, you know, it becomes just a very interesting scenery, you know, very interesting movie, you know, very interesting movie, you know. So we should see more movies of this than outside movie, you know. We should see more movies of this while you're asleep, while you're in sleep. Okay. Also that, okay. So then you see, one is like this. Then you see, you can practice Dharma. You know, you can practice Dharma. You can maintain emptiness. You know, you can maintain. So renunciation, but it's the right view. See, every day. You know, any meditation, you see. So, the special emptiness. So when you recognize dream, you see, so you have great freedom there, see. So then it's very powerful. As mind gets more subtle, then meditation powerful, you see. So however, so when you realize as empty, you see, when you total lost, empty. This totally trusted to that. She says, you see, from beginning as rebirth, okay? So now, you see, suddenly realize. So, you see, totally false, you see, do not exist. So that realization emptiness, and that, you see, eliminates the eternalism, extreme eternalism. Then this is a cause, a result, that when you come to realize that the I is not non-existent, but it's not non-existent, you see, but it's existing. Existing under the control of name, see? Under the control of mind, or under the control of name. Royal Wangsha, Ming Wangsha, under the control of name, see? Existing that, see? Existing I, you see? I existing, under the control of name, see? So then that eliminates the extreme of nihilism. That eliminates the extreme of nihilism that time. So then you see the middle view. You see. So when this experience happened, maybe. So this real eye, you see, that you said focus the trust to all that. So all that you see, bad thinking, the such as bad thinking. I mean, due to receiving the blessing of the guru in one's heart. Blessing of the guru. By looking at the Guru Buddha and the Singh Buddha, I mean, even there's no actual even there's no stable actual realization, but maybe some strong devotion like that, you see. Of course, no question if there's actual realization, strong like that. So then entered the blessing of Guru in one's heart and see the dainty at the same time, doing much purification practice, at the same time doing much practice of purification, prostrations, see, by reciting Thakur Prabhupada's name and so forth, you see. Strong purification, obeying the Guru's advice and the collecting strength merits and the things that. And that. Then you see, even there's not much, extensive, I say, extensive learning or meditation, but you see there's a past karma, positive imprint left on past karma. Past lives, so things of that, and support of that, and so then, then once all the cause conditions together, then you see even two three words of the lamas, the gurus, you see, from experience, you see two three words, you see. Two, three words of, the words of emptiness. Showing the gacha, objectively reputed. Expressing that, even just two words of those, it just clicks. When all the cause conditions put together, then it just clicks the